It's December 2nd, the day in 1932 when the infamous Bodyline cricket series began, so named because of the way the English bowlers attacked the bodies of the Aussies, something Sir Donald Bradman said was hard to counteract.
We were very upset, of course, with the tactics they were using. Skipper Bill Woodfull would never have used those tactics under any circumstances.
Famous victory in 1972 when Gough Whitlam returned Labor to power in Australia for the first time in 23 years.
The decision we will make for our country on the 2nd of December is a choice between the past and the future.
Another drought-breaking win for Labor on this day in 1989 when Wayne Goss became Premier of Queensland, ending a run of 32 years dominated by the Joe Bjelke-Petersen governments.
Any Queenslander who cares about the future of their state should stand up and speak up for his right to honest government.
December 2nd birthdays, Rick Savage is 60, the singer, songwriter, bass player, and one of only two original members still with Def Leppard. Actress Lucy Liu turns 52, was in the Ally McBeal TV series before going on to star in the Charlie's Angels movies.
They should be answering to you, not you to them.
Tennis great Monica Seles is 47. She was the youngest player to win the Australian Open when she took the title in 1991. Remember, she was involved in one of the most shocking moments in world sport when she was stabbed by a fan of Steffi Graf in Hamburg in 1993.
I could have come back after the 6-7 month period and play, but emotionally I was just not ready to come back.
And it's pop queen Britney Spears' birthday today. She's 39. Did you know she often tops the lists of the most searched celebrities online? Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of comedy actor Marty Feldman. He was 49 when he died in 1982. Famous for his appearance in a couple of Mel Brooks comedies, Silent Movie and Young Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
Remembering Marty Feldman on December 2nd.